In case you missed the Freedom Festival, you don't want to miss an interview between farmer podcaster out of Nebraska, Trent Luce, and Erica Kios, the owner of the salon where Nancy Pelosi had her infamous COVID hair appointment while none of us could get our hair cut. Enjoy.
Thanks again, Ray. Thought my duty was done, but you didn't want to do this one, so I had to step up.
Yeah, right.
Yeah. You know that Devin Nunes started off the day by saying that he believes in a man and a woman. Just to be clear, very clear, I'm the dude, Eric's the chick.
Well, yes, I am.
Why did you look down to verify? I don't know. Okay, Erica. Before we get into this and your business, this is kind of turning into a Devin Nunes love fest.
Aww.
Surely there is one thing that this guy doesn't excel at. What's his weakness?
Well, I don't know. He does run a tight ship.
He runs a tight ship. Erica, you've got an interesting story that's, I believe, very motivational. How did you get to this point? Why are you here on this stage? Tell us about your family and the salon business and why we got here.
Okay. A lot of people have asked me, you know, are you just going to stop talking and doing these events and move on with your life? But it means a lot to me to continue to tell my story. And I think it's very important to keep telling my story because I feel like it can happen to anyone. I am actually, a lot of people don't know this, I didn't really talk about it on the media, but I am a first generation American. My mom did come here in the 70s from the Middle East. She literally ran away from the Middle East and came to this country on a visa. And was here on a visa, met my dad, they were married, and they had me. They did divorce when I was very young, so my mom raised me on her own. Being that she was from another country, she became a waitress at a restaurant and worked 6 days a week to give me a good life. That was very important to me. Her work ethic really taught me a lot and made me who I am today. We did not have money for college, so I literally worked at restaurants and put myself through City College and then decided to get my cosmetologist license. But why I'm saying this story too is because I worked from pretty much nothing to where I was at the time of when Pelosi came in. I worked 15 years to have my salon from literally again, from nothing to that. And again, to have it all taken away from me within 24 hours was something I never dreamed would ever happen in this country. And again, the thing is it happened. I mean, I was in San Francisco. I truly thought that I was always afraid an earthquake would happen and my salon would crumble down. Like that, seriously, you guys, was my worst
actually,
nightmare.
Actually, we have a new name for Nancy Pelosi, Earthquake.
Yeah, exactly. Yes, exactly. But again, from my story is never, an earthquake is what I thought would take my business down. I never thought that extreme leftist politics would take it down, or obviously her hypocrisy is what.
So she walks in, just give us a very short summary of what transpired and how elite she thinks she is.
So she was a client there for 6 years. I always, and a lot of people are like, well, you turned in the tape and turned her in. I had nothing, but when people are my clients, I never told anyone she came in. I respected her privacy, never told anyone she came in, never put it on social media. But the fact that, again, we were shut down for 6 months, she did not come in while we were shut down from, you know, a lot of people have asked that question. But being shut down that long and getting to the point where I was down to four people, and people literally, my coworkers calling me that they couldn't pay their rent, they couldn't eat their food. I mean, these are people that made really good money. We were a successful hair salon. It really weighed down on my shoulders, and I took it very personal because these people had been with me for years. And for us to be shut down for 6 months. And literally my salon is five blocks from her house. We're her district. We're her community for 6 years. In 6 months, did she ever come or, you know, reach out to us and say, how are you doing? Is there anything I can do to help you? Not a word. I emailed the mayor. I've reached out to my local supervisor. Nothing. They quit updating us. You know how they usually say you're going to open every 2 weeks. They quit doing that. I fell down. We were shut down like indefinitely. The whole neighborhood in the Marina District, which is a really nice area in San Francisco, was boarded up. I mean, it looked like a third world country. It was very sad.
Actually, Erica, that's what hits me as much as anything, is how the community was really insulted by coming in and trying to shut down, literally shutting down a small business. This country was founded by small businesses like yourself.
Absolutely. And again, that's why, you know, I continue to do this. And it's just a passion of mine that, and I did, another thing is I was in the Bay Area for 15 years. This didn't even really have anything to do with politics at the time. It was just that, again, she had come in for 6 years. It was, when I saw her on TV, especially when she said I set her up, I felt like I was gonna throw up. I mean, it was more like hurtful that she would do that. But I mean, again, like what Devin was saying earlier, I mean, these people, because you kind of have a glimpse of hope, right? You're like, these people are this way, but maybe there'll be some good that's gonna come out of them.
Okay, so let's go there in the last minute. What is the good, and what's your mindset going forward?
The good of what? I'm sorry.
The good of your experiences and how it's going to prepare you for the future.
Well, the good of it is, I mean, again, it's what I think what I did, though, opened a lot of people's eyes about what they actually are doing to regular people.
Perfect.
And again, I'm just going to continue, you know, speaking about it. And again, I don't want to see what happened to San Francisco actually happen to this country. And that's what, to me, is the most frightening thing. Is again, it's very, I'm looking at you guys, listen to me. It's very, very scary. You do not want to live that way at all.
So I don't need much of a haircut, but where would I come if I wanted to get one?
So yeah, so I am actually renting a chair in Clovis, California, in Fresno. And I actually am part-time. I have a studio that I'm fixing up now. I should be ready in a couple weeks in Brentwood, Tennessee. So I'm there part-time as well.
And the moral of the story is that one person makes a difference. Erica, by being brave, sharing your story, inspiring others, we are going to prevent small businesses from being shut down like this by this elitist attitude that these elected officials don't need to act like everybody else. And I have a perfect example to close with. Do you remember this, just this very day when we could not get Donald Trump Jr. on the Zoom feed like we wanted? And somewhere over in this section, right over in this area, one guy started chanting, USA, USA, and the whole room started doing it. Here is our champion. She has set the standard, and all we need to do is follow up and say, USA, no longer shut down small businesses. Erica, thank you so much.
Yeah. You are an inspiration. Thank you, guys. Thank you so much.